And so I'd like you to connect deeply with your heart and your soul and your being and your spirit and the joy within you, the confidence within you that all is well and that our divine Father, Mother, God is taking such good care of us and protecting us and guiding us. So as we have gathered each day for our prayer for our planet and its many citizens for 10 days, we are faithfully carrying a great light that is intended to extinguish fear and miscreation and to ignite every heart with faith in a new and promising future as our planet awakens. Today and each Friday will be an accumulation of the previous week's prayers as we touch on some of the important aspects of each one to remind us of our journey. Father, Mother, God, we are individually and jointly a beacon of your light. We send that source light out into our world. This powerful light derails ungrounded fear and hostile reaction. We continue on our faithful journey in global isolation as we hold a powerful perspective of an amazing shift on planet Earth and for all of humanity. It is creating new paradigms that are being established in a womb-like environment. It's like the seed of a stalk of corn that is still under the earth and begins sprouting. Soon it will begin to grow, and it will be above ground. Then it will become what it has and is destined to be, and it will feed our planet new life. We continue our faith-filled journey, and we hold a powerful perspective of an amazing shift around new opportunities and new paradigms that are being established and that truly serve our highest ideals to benefit all. We are stepping into the unknown as our planet and humanity give birth to a profound awakening that inspires peace, compassion, and justice for all of us. This is our healing journey, as we are all on it together. How absolutely amazing. Dear Lord, as co-creators, we cannot support the low road of fear, hopelessness, and blame. We take the high road and find peace and comfort in our faith of an awakening humanity that has been prophesied by almost every faith since the beginning of recorded time. We place our focus on the tremendous power of enriching possibilities for all of us. As an evolving species that is moving through a chaotic and challenging transition toward a bright and compassionate future, destructive patterns of greed, manipulation, and apathy are breaking down now. The vibration of transformation, greater wisdom, and compassion are all in the forefront of our creative birth. A river of light is moving through our world and our hearts. It is purifying and transforming any darkness into light. And we see it and we feel it, purifying our leaders and our health system, purifying our bank system, government, and our political system worldwide. During this amazing and very challenging moment in history, we are rapidly revamping our reality, and it is happening in the blink of an eye. We are all going through this period of isolation, and our innate potential prepares us for new opportunities that have never surfaced before, still evolving in the womb. We move into the perspective of non-resistance to this growth and evolution. Is this our awakening? Are you awakening? Is this the awakening of the whole planet? Will it happen all at one time, in the blink of an eye? Those who receive this illuminating light will not allow miscreation of a few to dominate the many again with unjust control and manipulation. Heroes and heroines will rise up fearlessly to lead us during this awakening to bring clarity to our visions. They will clamor for peace, equality, compassion, and justice. And we will stand beside them, or we will be one of them. In God's light, amen.
Unmuted.
Amen.
Oh.
Oh.
Amen.
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 So where are you? Are you anybody changed their number a little bit?
Yeah, I've got it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What number are you now?
Oh, this is Carol. After every one of these prayers, I'm so much more relaxed and feel that now I'm up to a 9.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful, Carol?
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And who else?
Well, I'm at a 10.
Went from 9 to 10. Hallelujah. And how about Shelley?
8.
Very good. Moving right up there. Charmin?
10.
There we are.
Thank you.
And who else is there? How about Michelle Jack?
I'm probably a 9.
There we go. 9's good.
Yeah, 9's good.
Yeah, it's really good. Anybody else want to share? Well, I wanted to ask that each of us finds a way to hold our 10, hold our 8, hold our 9, so that we continue to feel optimistic and we continue to carry the light and hold a high vibration for our planet as it evolves and as we evolve. Let it be so. So I look forward to talking to you and praying with you tomorrow. And tomorrow and Sunday, we'll both be in ad lib prayer. So it'll be a little shorter. But it will be very heartfelt, and it will come from all of our hearts.
Mm. Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Have a beautiful
love
day.
Love you.
You too, Alexis. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.